Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let
welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. This is another edition and we're here with our hearts of gratitude. We've come to say thank you, Jesus, once more. You've given us a brand new day. You've given us the gift of life. It's not by our power, nor is it by our might, but it is only by your divine mercy and your special grace. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is the 27th day in the month of November 2024. If you don't think you have anything to be grateful for today, I want you to think about that again. Like, just think deep. You know that you have a lot to be thankful for today. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day. We get to learn, hear, and share the word of God. We get to wait on the Lord to speak to us, and the Lord has a lot to tell us. We get to unburden, we get to let down every weight that is besetting us, every trouble that is weighing on us. We get to have a lot of our questions answered in His presence. So I want to especially welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for a devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton, United Kingdom. Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Sorry. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says true worship. Today, like I said, is the 27th day in the month of November 2024. Our topic for today is true worship. True worship. Our aim for today is aim 23. Take my life and let it be. Take my life and let it be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Romans chapter 15 to chapter 16. Romans from chapter 15 to chapter 16. Our memory verse today is taken from John chapter 4, verse 23, which says, "But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." Once again, our memory verse is taken from John chapter 4, verse 23, which says, "For the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 20 to 31. 1 Samuel chapter 15 from verse 20 to 31. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 20 it says, "And Saul said to Samuel, But I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone on the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites, but the people took of the plunder sheep and oxen, the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. So Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord your God, the Lord and your words, because I have feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, please pardon my sin and return with me, that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned around to go away, Saul seized the edge of his robe and it tore. So Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor relent, for he is not a man that he should relent. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, please, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me, that I may worship the Lord your God. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, when people sing, dance, and even cry while worshiping God, it will look as if they are worshiping God in spirit and in truth. However, only God knows those who are truly worshiping him and those who are just faking it. In our Bible reading for today, we see one of the major indicators of fake worship. Saul was only worshiping God so that the elders and all the people of Israel could see that he was worshiping. If you only worship God in the church for people to see you, then that is not true worship. When genuine worshippers worship God in public, it is an offshoot of what they have been doing in private. They actually prefer to worship God in private so that they can freely express themselves, rather than in public where they would be conscious of the people that are around them. Another indicator of fake worship is when your worship consists only of clapping, singing, and dancing without seeking to know and obey God. If you do not seek to do his will at all times, but only like to sing worship songs, you are only enjoying good music. You are not truly worshiping. Real worship is about pleasing God, not just singing, enjoying good music, and feeling good about yourself. True worshippers daily seek to know God and obey his commandments. They give their hearts completely to God and seek to glorify him with everything in their lives. This is because in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, it says, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. True worship comes from the heart. It is not done. It is not a jamboree. True worshippers are so in love with God that they worship him by serving him and giving to his work in tithes and offerings. They also worship God by putting him first in everything they do. They are addicted to spending time in his presence, I cannot imagine being separated from him. Like David, a true worshipper would say, as the earth panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee. O God, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? We can find that in Psalm 42 from verse 1 to 2. The manual continues to read, the essence of true worship lies in obedience and glorifying God in our lives, rather than offering sacrifices to Him with our mouths only. Are you truly worshiping God? Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, worship comes from the heart, and it is expressed across every part of your life, not just the lips. Are you a true worshipper? I want you to assess your life today. I want you to take this moment to begin to find strength in worship. The manual expressed that worship is not just by the songs you sing, it's also in your service to God. So I want you to assess every area of your life and truly understand that you need the spirit of worship. You need to cultivate a daily worship with God by your words, by your service, and by everything you do. Let your life show that you're a worshiper. Thanks for staying tuned today. As today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing. Remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. And how can you share this message today? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button that you will see on the home page, and you can enjoy every segment. It's also available on our mobile app, Play Store and Apple Store. It is available for download. So when you download, you'll be able to listen to all our live shows and enjoy every of our segments throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.